Hey everybody, what's up? It's Brendan and welcome back to Questions, Comments, and Concerns, Maya and I's bi-weekly chat show where we dissect all things pop culture. On this week's episode, we're discussing everything from Derek Barry, the VMAs, Canada's Drag Race, and James Charles yet again. Send us all of your questions, comments, and concerns about this week's topics to workthepod@gmail.com. That's workthepod@gmail.com. And now, let's get this show started.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Maya, and he's Brendan.
Oh, I am Brendan. Hey girl, hey!
And welcome back to Questions, Comments, and Concerns. Oh my god.
Welcome back. Did you like that hair flip?
Not. What hair?
Hey, this 24-inch Remy girl, what you talking about?
Oh, did you guess it?
Woo! You was right.
How's your week or 2 weeks been?
It's been a, you know, couple weeks. Yeah. A lot's been going on, actually, though, you know, in my life recently, kind of, sort of, not really. But also, yes, I've made the decision to do something else with my career.
Which is?
I may or may not be trying to get my real estate license.
Give me the fucking millennial, Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know, bitch gotta make some money.
My mom went all of the classes and stuff and did not take the final exam. She said this shit is too much for me.
Yeah, it's I just got the textbook the other day and I'm freaking out, but I think I'm confident. I think I can do it. I'm trying to manifest.
Actually, I think when she took it, she like actually like physically went to a class. I'm guessing it's all online now, but I think she like physically went to a class and stuff. This is like 2005, so 2006, I think. When she
They say that North Carolina is one of the harder tests too, so I'm kind of panicky.
But it's different state to state. I didn't even think about that.
But I don't know. I'm gonna give it the old try, and we'll see how it goes. I'm excited to see how it goes. I've been looking for a switch up, and I do truthfully feel like I can transfer a lot of my skills over to that. But I don't want to be like you know, the chummy lawyer. The chummy realtor. You know, I don't want to be like the gross ones, like the ones that nobody likes, like the scam artists. Like I don't want to be like in that crowd. Like I think, yeah, I want to be
okay.
I want to be on top.
I went to high school with who actually, he went to Jay Wu for like a year and then he dropped out because he fucking hated it. And he's in real estate right now and he's actually doing like really, really well, like really good.
Yeah, so I mean, look, is it I realize that it is hard work, and I also realize, like, is it guaranteed success? Of course not, but look, I'm gonna give it a try, and if I'm good at it and I end up making some coin, then I get, you know, that's cool with me.
I realize, like, jobs that I can't be guaranteed a certain amount of money every week don't work for me. Like, I need to have, because I need to have my coins in order, because I already have a list of shit that I'm trying to buy and I have to allocate that the weeks.
Right.
So I need my money.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
And the shit in my mind is like, I need this purse. Like, it's not even like, it's just like shit that I want. And
that's why I'm gonna try to sell like 18 houses in like 4 days so I can buy like 20 purses.
Got a purse for? Wait a minute. What you got a purse for?
Barking. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's like, how was your last couple of weeks, Maya? Enough about me and my silliness.
Not eventful. It's just work and school work. That's all that I do nowadays.
Yeah.
I just got an email. I attend the San Diego State University. I don't live in San Diego, obviously, because I take classes on. They had, between the past, I think, week or 2 weeks, there's been, like, 180 cases of COVID-19. I was like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Shit, now, y'all foolish. I can't.
There's so many. I was, like, briefly watching, like, the news today, and I saw this thing where they were talking about how all these colleges are, like, skyrocketing. No, like, pretty having significant increases in cases, and then it's a huge focus on like Greek life.
But like, oh Jesus, but like, half of these people have the option to stay home or to go to campus, and you chose campus. So do I have sympathy for you? No, I don't.
Right. I mean, you know, look, they knew the risks of going back to school, like you just said, pretty much. And, you know, also they know the risk of going to a fucking house party where there's a billion fucking people.
And like, people,
and
people share it, people swap a spit.
Ew, yeah, beer pong with a fucking, you know.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. No.
Ugh. Anyway, ew, grossness is just disgusting.
So this week I thought that we would start with some drag race things. So the drag race, the Vegas review has been airing today. We filmed this on a Friday, so today will be the third episode. What are your feelings about it so far? Are you liking it? Are you not liking it? What do you think?
I mean, it's, you know, it's cute. it's cute. Of, you know, I was living for the whole Asia O'Hara, Derek Barry drama.
First of all, I knew you would be because you're that type of bitch, so.
But also, here's what I will say. Obviously, we all know I don't necessarily care for Derek, right?
No.
However, I will say, everybody else in that conversation was, like, all the way down here, and then Asia just came up in that conversation, and she went, like, like, she just was so high.
But like that, I live.
I do too. She literally heard what was going on. She put her drink down and she walked over. She goes, "Why are you here? Why are you here?"
Because she said, this conversation is not progressing and I don't have time.
Fucking Naomi's confessional. And she's like, "Brush your hair, bitch. Brush your hair."
Because Nebraska's going to be looking like a damn tumbleweed. But talking about Derek Barry, okay. This one happened about 2 weeks ago, but I only saw it about a week ago.
About a week ago.
So it involved Derek Barry and Mayhem Miller, okay? So I guess Derek and it looks like Naomi was also in this interview. I don't remember what it was for. They were doing an interview, of course, for Drag Race, you know, to promote the show. And Derek made a comment along the lines of, you know, I feel more comfortable with this cast, the Vegas Review cast, than he did with All Stars, because he felt like the girls that were on the Vegas Review were actually stars, unlike the girls on All Stars, okay? Face crack. So Mayhem Miller, who was also on All Stars 5, tweeted the video and said, "Every single one of your castmates on All Stars 5 is a fucking star, including people you may not care for. Sad you would say something like this. It only fuels the bad behavior for toxic fans. Be an example, girl. Congrats on Vegas once again." Okay. And then all these replies, people are really coming for Derek. Because he also, if you watch any of the interviews during All Stars 5 when they were promoting that, he was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Baiting everybody, talking about how nobody was talented, talking about this and that. But girl, weren't you the first one to go home?
Well, that's why. That's why he was saying that shit, because he was, of course, he's going to say that everybody else is fucking rubbish in a competition where he went home first, you fucking dutty bitch. Honestly, God, shut up, Derek fucking Barry. You're so annoying.
I don't know if you can hear it, but let me try to turn it up.
All Stars, I think Jujubee said it best. Half the cast was some stars, and so I really felt like I didn't belong with half of that cast. This cast, I feel like, is going to...
That's Naomi laughing.
Here's, first of all, Naomi's fake. Second of all, my problem is, right, Derek, baby, honey, sis, who told you were at this level?
I truly don't know. I don't.
My girl.
He had these falsehoods in his brain that he's some type of superstar or he's some type
he,
of... I don't know.
He has the Valentina mentality, but like bad. But like really bad. Like
not as talented as Valentina, so...
Well, no. But like, no, I know that. I'm just saying, like... But like... But like that type of like fantasy world, but like real, but like dark, like twisted, like what the fuck, get your head out of your ass fantasy world.
Right. So on this post on Instagram, some other queens commented on it. Alexis Mateo said, "I am an all-star, a double all-star."
She said, "Sickening, no?"
I don't need anyone else to acknowledge. I remind myself every day.
She said, "Fuck what you hire, bitch."
Pandora Box said, "Wow. I mean, girl, I guess I was watching a different show than she was." Soju, nobody asked her, said she's not the toxic girl. She's not the only toxic girl out there, but this really makes me sad, which is true. I'm not even going to read on Janet's because the grammar in there is fucked up. But basically, she was like, "Why are you discrediting all of us? Like, nobody has ever said anything bad about you. Like, why are you saying these things about us?" You know?
Right. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Like, even when Derek got eliminated in his season, while people, yes, didn't like him, a lot of people ended up agreeing with him about India. Yes. So he got that. Kudos for that. And then B, everybody on the season, all of the queens were like, "Bitch, why did you get rid of Derek? He's the best one for TV."
Right.
So, like, I don't know what show he was watching.
In Derek's La La Land. He's not even on Earth with us. Like, he's not even... So, again, all these people were basically defending Derek in Mayhem's comments, talking about, well... aren't you doing the same thing by addressing this publicly on Instagram and not going to Derek? And I'm not going to play this whole thing, but if you go on Mayhem's Instagram, it's about a 6-minute video. It's from an Instagram live and she posted it. Basically she said, "My feelings are valid. She came for me because she's talking about me. She's talking about people on our cast, which includes me. So I have the right to speak up and say what I feel."
Right, right.
So how many times do we have to talk about this toxic fan base of Drag Race? And it starts with the queens. If the queens are acting like this towards each other and being catty and fucking foolish for no goddamn reason, how do you think the fans are going to act? So don't ask that people stop sending you hate and death threats and all this shit if this is the way that you're going to act.
Which, like, my thing is, like, why are there things, like, why does that happen? Here's my thing, people of the world, hello, it is just drag, mama. It is just fucking drag. It's like, and I'm not even saying, like, drag, it's like, I'm not even trying to, like, you know, I'm not trying to say that in a shitty way. I'm saying, like, it is literally
drag.
It's just fucking drag, people.
Curing cancer or anything like
right. that. This is not like the fucking race to cure world hunger, people. Like, this is not the race to any, like, this is RuPaul's drag race.
The men dressing up in dresses, bitch.
Right. And lip syncing.
Right.
In homemade costumes. Chill the fuck out. And who, like, you 13-year-old boys and girls fucking sending death threats to people, where go home and fucking, like, do your virtual learning.
You're stupid.
Jesus Christ.
He said, "Do your virtual learning." He said, "Bitch, get up on Zoom." Oh my God, I saw a video earlier today.
Log on.
Wait, I'm going to send it to you after this, but it was on Twitter, and it was a TikTok, and it was like the teacher telling the kid to mute his microphone. And it was like every 6-year-old in virtual learning, and he's like eating food, and he's like, and choking on it and shit.
Oh my God. I'm sure it's like a mess.
Oh, especially with the younger kids. Absolutely. The younger kids are like happening.
I'm sure it is like hurting kittens. Like,
they're like, hey, Timmy.
Timmy! Timmy! You're drifting! Timmy!
Like, microphone muted, camera like to the ceiling, like. No. Parents yelling in the back. It's probably so
dogs barking, fucking
can you hurry up with the computer, like, it's
right, shitty Wi-Fi, you name it.
I don't know where everyone else lives, but in the county I live in, they're giving out like a Surface.
Yeah,
Surfaces are tablets, right? Or are they tablets?
I think they're surfaces
Yeah, they like.
I think they're Surface books or whatever.
They gave them out to all the kids for free. But I'm like, what if they don't have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, that's another thing too. I saw there are some cities and places that are in some like little towns and neighborhoods that are doing town like neighborhood Wi-Fi. So that's nice.
But how effective is that though?
Yeah, I mean, if you have your whole neighborhood logging on to Wi-Fi at the same time, that's not going to be effective. But I mean, it's at least something, right?
Right. Do you want to talk about the our newly crowned queen?
Yes, I do, actually. I do. Well, first, okay, after we were just talking about toxic fandom, let me first start out by saying congratulations to Priyanka, the winner of Canada's Drag Race Season 1. Bam, 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 bam. Yay, Priyanka. Yay, yay, yay. Representing for the brown girls. Yes, we love her. Yes.
Okay.
Let's
get into it.
However, look, I am not anti-Priyanka, right? And I hate to make it about this thing of like, I don't necessarily, I think anybody in the top three could have won potentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Potentially. If you based it on like runways throughout the season, Priyanka way in the back. If you based it on like challenges, she was in the bottom like two or three times. Scarlett was never in the bottom. And then Rita won three times and was in the bottom twice. So it's just like, she was in the back on almost every category, which is okay. I mean, that's happened before. We've had a winner who has been an underdog. Cool beans. But then, and here's my problem. This is where the problem happened. That lip sync, not the performance of the You Wear It Well that they did, the remix, not that, but the final lip sync between the three of them, Scarlett Bobo ate that fucking stage in half. She had a fucking reveal. She had splits, kicks, dives, dips, dodges, ducks, you name it. She was all over the fucking stage, bitch.
What?
I mean, she was giving the girls everything that she had, in the words of Valentina. Literally. I mean, she pounded her pussy into the pavement. And I'm telling you, like, I was like, bitch, Scarlett should win it. Like, I'm saying, like, she literally, like, if you watch that lip sync, she is a clear winner of that lip sync.
So then what happened?
Fucking Brooklyn Heights said, oh, the winner is Priyanka. And then I shut the TV out.
Shut the TV out. He's stupid.
But like, dead ass, it is. Scarlett literally ate the stage. And I would love for you at some point to watch it. At least the finale. The final Drag Race lip sync.
I watch clips here and there. I get them. I'm really fucking busy, so I can't watch everything. But
yeah,
I've seen clips and things like that. I feel some type of way about Scarlett for obvious reason. You know, I don't know. I kind of like finales where you can't predict the winner and the person who you thought was going to win.
Yes.
Didn't win, because I feel like for regular Drag Race these past probably maybe three seasons, I would say, yeah, probably three, well, maybe not Evie, we'll say three seasons, it's been just so fucking predictable. You're like, can I get something?
Do you know what I
mean? Well, maybe this last one, 12 wasn't that, like
12 was a little bit unpredictable,
because I really thought Gigi was gonna win. So maybe not.
This one, it was unpredictable, I will say. Like, I definitely didn't know who was going to win.
Yeah.
And the way that they're, like, you know, the statistics that they always like to bring up, the numbers, who has what, they were all, yeah, the report cards, they were very even, pretty much. They all kind of evened out. But I'm saying, like, the final runway mix, well, I will say also, time out. though. Priyanka's runway was really pretty, though. I will give her that. Okay. So, look, I ain't mad. Congratulations, Priyanka. I'm just saying, in my personal opinion, Scarlett Bobo fucking ate that final lip sync. Y'all hoes could never. Bye.
All right. So, this past weekend was VMAs. Did you watch it? Did you tune in?
You know, I did. Well, I did for them, kind of, sort of. But I watched, like...
Gaga went off. I said, click. I had time.
Right. I literally watched, like, Gaga, of course. I watched Miley. But a lot of it, I just, like, kind of caught, like, the videos after. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see all that stupid, silly shit.
I saw the pre-show. I saw Chloe and Halle, and I thought they were really, really good.
I beat my face. And that's because of the
underway. Let us bask in the queen herself, the revolutionary, the voice of our generation, Stephanie Joanne Germanotta. Let's talk about it. I didn't know what to expect with this performance. You know, I know we was gonna get Rain on Me, but I knew it wasn't just gonna be Rain on Me. I knew it.
Right. I was like, there ain't no way it's just gonna be them coming out. Rain on Me.
Bitch, when they flashed to that bedroom and it was Chromatica 2 playing, I said, oh, this is about to... I was like, oh, wait. I said, wait, 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 wait. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know that's what we were going to do. Because I knew she was going to give me something, but I didn't know it was going to be that kind of something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all...
Oh, shit.
That purple hair...
The aneurysm, like, it was too much.
The purple hair that she had during the performance looked like 60s bouffant. I was gagging. The fucking feathery jacket she wore with the sparkly bodysuit to accept the award later on.
It was everything.
Gagging. Gagging. The green dress. Gagging. Performance.
First of all, she did 911. With
gagging.
Rumors have been it's either going to be 911 or Free Woman as the next single. I think I would prefer 911, to be honest. I don't think Free Woman that really, like, I don't know. I just don't see that as a single, to be honest with you.
No.
But 911, I'll do it. Also, bitch, she came out. As soon as she walked out, I saw them. She had the fucking Born This Way boots on, bitch. She had.
You know what yes, she did. I noticed that.
She was ready to dance. I said, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
I said, yes. I said, when she's wearing those boots, shit's popping off. And if you are a true stan or gay, pretty much, you know that about her. If she is wearing them motherfucking boots that she wore in that performance, you know she's about to get it.
I wasn't ready. She had the mask on, that the waves every time she talks. I wasn't ready for that. Then, after 911, she went on the floor, bitch, and she said, I'm going to give you a costume change. I said, oh my God, I'm not ready for this. Right. Body looking great.
Great.
God. Ariana came out. She was giving you notes. I didn't expect her anything else. You know, she two steps. It is what it is. I mean, it's Ariana.
Right.
I was surprised that she even gave you full choreography.
Honest to God. But, like, this to me is, like, this was Gaga's reminder to her fans and to like all of her everybody out there, like, she, while she's had an artistic journey throughout the years, like, she still is that girl.
Don't you ever deny
yeah, like, she still is that girl who pushes boundaries, who does crazy shit, who doesn't listen to what people say. She still is this girl. She still is that girl who does the crazy outfits, the crazy things that nobody else is willing to do. She's still there. And I'm glad, like, this Chromatica is everything that this whole era of her right now, this Chromatica album, this whole look, this whole, the whole everything about it, the performance, it's like everything that we wanted, everything that we asked for, and everything that we were expecting her to come out with. And she fucking did it. And, like, that must be... Imagine how fucking good that must feel as an artist.
The bodysuit. When she did Super Love. First of all, the body was looking correct. Oh, And then she walked a bit. I was like, oh my gosh, she better stomp on the stage, bitch. She would have stomped on the stage. And then she came up on the stage and her fucking piano was a brain. I said, what does that mean?
Yes, I was living.
I don't know what that means, but I like
it. I want her pastel wig. I want that wig.
And then she gave us an acute, first of all, Gaga loves to give us a cute little acoustic of something, a little piano version of something.
Oh yeah, just let y'all hoes know that she, you know, she can dabble in them arts. Just like,
cause, you know, the locals really be trying her. They always do. They be like,
oh my God.
Sing. Every time somebody says that, I want to punch you in your face, by the way. Oh my God, I forget you think when they did the like at the beginning of coronavirus, when they did that little like benefit, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Is she saying it was like, man, I forgot that it's like that. It's a, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Wait. Oh my God.
Fool it.
I was watching this with my friend and she goes, because she was wearing the mask, right, with that little robot mask. And she goes, is she lip syncing? I said,
ah! First of all, you said, exit stage right and don't come back.
I said, how dare you? I said, Gaga would never.
Again, don't ever ask no shit like that again.
I said, Gaga would rather die. I literally, my first thing I said, I was like, Gaga would rather die.
How dare you? Why would you ask something like that? Ugh.
God, that is like one thing that you can confidently know about Lady Gaga is that anytime she is singing at a performance, it is coming out of her mouth.
Uncultured. How dare you? Like, apparently the, not hers, because obviously hers is open at the bottom, but the one that Ariana had on, she had like a mic in her mask.
That's what I was saying, because like everybody, she was like, it does sound really clear. And I was like, maybe the mic is in the mask.
She had like a, I think she had, you know, one of them Britney mics in the mask, and then the handheld was just for theatrics.
For shows, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
But, you know, halfway through this, I was watching it, and then I was living my life, and I just stopped. And you know what I thought to myself? Bitch, I could have been here. I could have been at Chromatica.
Honestly, I was like, that's another thing I said. I was like, I was supposed to be at that concert.
Like, God, this would have been, she was pulling out the stops. For us, she really was. She was gonna a show, okay?
That would have been like the best concert of my life, probably.
No,
do we still have the tickets or did we refund it?
I like how you didn't.
Oh, okay, good.
My bitch.
Yeah, because I remember we were like, we didn't want to do that because I still want to fucking go, bitch.
It's a year away,
but I don't give a fuck. I will, baby, I will wait for you.
Like that, don't do Elliot like that.
Elliot, yummy. What's he up to?
No, but yeah, the VMA, they were interesting because I didn't know how they were gonna do it this year. Like, if you watched, nobody watched it, but I saw close of it. T Awards. Everything was filmed there. Like everything was filmed separately, and they like put it together.
Yeah,
this you can tell that some things were like filmed actually like together in a studio,
yeah.
And then some other things were like. Film there and then sent to like play.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really interesting. Also, I feel like in that instance, there's no need to have a host.
Absolutely.
No, like Kiki Palmer was not necessary. She's like, "How you feeling?" And it's just like a fucking clapping track. I'm like, this is so stupid.
To be honest, though, like low key, like even with like the whole pandemic restrictions on filming and things like that, I will honestly say like this was one of the better VMAs.
Because I think it was performance heavy, and that's why.
Yes. And I think that's what, like, MTV, if you're listening, that's what we want.
What music. Yeah, that's what.
Yes. We don't want fucking all these people up on stage that we don't even care about. We want the days where, like, Britney, Madonna, and Christina Aguilera were performing at the same fucking time. We want the performance of Moulin Rouge, bitch. Like, we want all of this shit. Like, that's what we need. VMAs is single-handedly responsible for some of the most iconic musical performances of all time that we have seen in pop culture history.
Exactly.
And they strayed away from that for a while.
For whatever.
But I think they're back. I think Gaga helped bring them out of that fucking flame, as always.
It's been 7 years since she performed. Last thing she performed was Applause. Remember that?
Oh, that was good too.
It was, bitch. The woman, she had, that was was that when she had the thing on her face, and it was like,
yes,
like this close to her. It was
like, yeah, and she's like,
oh, so iconic. Gosh, this bitch is so weird. I live.
Did you agree with most of the winners?
Yeah, Gaga won everything. So yeah, I agreed.
Also, where's Taylor Swift's fans at? Also,
they need it. They didn't need it.
I'm just asking.
The Swifties, where the hell y'all at?
Yeah.
Yo, Swifties, where y'all at?
But for real though, where they fucking at? Y'all stay wanting to make her win.
I don't know.
Y'all really MIA. Y'all let The Weeknd beat her. And look, I like The Weeknd. I'm just saying, but like,
y'all let because I think she won some of the like the artistic category, which is not fan voted, but I don't think she won one category that was fan voted. I don't think she did.
I do have a, so our video of the, I'm going to quickly go, I have a little quick list of them. Okay. And we're going to go through and see if we agree. I'm not going to go through like the, I think it's only like the top one. So it's, we'll be good. So video of the year, the nominees were Billie Eilish with Everything I Wanted, Eminem featuring Juice WRLD, Godzilla, Future featuring Drake, Life is Good, Lady Gaga, Rain on Me, Taylor Swift, The Man, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
So I only saw Rain on Me, so I mean.
Yeah. I did see The Man. I did not see Life is Good. I didn't see Godzilla. I did not see Everything I Wanted, but The Weeknd won.
Oh, The Weeknd won that. Interesting.
Yeah. Which I guess.
I didn't see the video, so I don't
know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it could be something spectacular. I've never seen it either. So congratulations. Artist of the year, it was either DaBaby, Justin Bieber, Gaga, Megan Thee Stallion, Post Malone, or The Weeknd. Also, first of all, did Justin Bieber even release? He released Yummy, and he's the artist of the year.
Did he release? Did Intentions come out?
Oh, he had that album, but I don't think that borderline flopped.
I'm pretty sure it did. Like, I'm almost positive that it flopped. And nobody,
because like that shit went nowhere.
And no.
Once, what song have you really heard from that? You know what I mean?
And that's it.
There's like one song on there that's like a little slower. That's like I heard like on Instagram or something, and it's kind of good. But literally, that's it.
The song that he did with Ariana Grande.
Stick With You or Stuck With You. Yeah,
whatever the hell it's called. I don't know if that was an album song or just like a collaboration. But
also, what's up, DaBaby? Representing Charlotte. But yes, Gaga won, obviously, of course. Song of the Year, Gaga won. She was up against Doja, Megan, Post Malone, Roddy Ricch, and Billie Eilish.
Why did, of all the songs that they could have nominated Billie for, why the fuck did they pick, like, they...
Everything I wanted.
Like, I'm gonna say this on my chest, I don't care what the fuck y'all say. If we don't get a whole bunch of other depressed music from Billie Eilish, like, I'm not here for it. Like, it was cute.
Yeah,
but like I don't need that again.
Yeah, like here's my thing, like I want to, like I like Billie
stupid.
Now I've said Billie Eilish so many times, now I can't not call her Billie Eilish. I actually do vibe with her, but like I would be really curious to see her sound like on something more upbeat and positive.
I think she needs a feature.
Yes, she needs like a feature with like a DJ.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe like do like the chorus of like a cute, like a female rapper, maybe, you know?
Yes, that would be dope. Something very like, yes, I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we her manager?
Bitch.
Best collaboration, obviously, we all know who won. It was Gaga and Ariana with Rain on Me. But shout out to Ariana for being nominated twice in the same category.
You know what? And you know, I think that's what put Gaga over the edge, because she had Ariana. Yeah. Voting for her too.
Yeah,
don't play.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, that was like, as soon as that came out, I was like, she's going to top the charts, like it's gonna push. Best new artist, Doja Cat won, and congratulations, because she's basically the only one that I know.
Fuck. Okay.
It's Jack Harlow, Lewis Capaldi, Roddy Ricch, Tate McRae, and Youngblood.
You know Lewis Capaldi and you know Roddy Ricch.
Yeah, barely though.
You know him. And Lewis Capaldi is that real sad song.
Oh yeah. I know who he is, I feel like, but like obviously.
I feel like that means I don't know who he is.
Doja Cat, obviously though, I feel like was the winner of that category.
Yeah. All up in her chat rooms. Next.
Best pop, BTS. Halsey, Jonas Brothers, Justin Bieber, Gaga and Ariana, and Taylor Swift. And BTS won Best Pop.
Don't play with the army.
Right. Man, everyone stood no chance. Damn, Taylor.
I love BTS. They are amazing. We stan them. Just gonna say
Taylor Swift fans can't compete with BTS and Ariana and Gaga fans combined.
I honestly, well, let's preface it with this. I've never been a Taylor Swift fan. I don't like her ass. I don't like, I didn't like her before because, well, okay, let's say it like this. I didn't like what I felt like her fan base stood for, which was all like the ultra white, right wing, all this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I appreciated that she came out and she like denounced all that and whatever, but I still feel like a lot of her fan base is that, and that's why I don't fucking like her ass. Also, I just don't. So yeah, my power just went out. So be a skip. It is recording. We were talking about the VMAs and all the winners and such. Yeah, it was a cute show. I liked it. Hopefully, I mean, I don't think next year will be the same. I hope. I hope.
No, I thought they did a good job though, given the circumstance.
Yeah, I think it was one of the better ones, which is kind of sad.
For sure. For sure.
Just kind of sad saying that, like, yeah, this is what y'all needed for y'all to get it together.
Mm. Loud Jesus.
So the next thing that I wanted to speak on. So the first week of questions, comments, and concerns, we spoke about James Charles
and his
stop. In his shade against Alicia. With her makeup brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, James Charles strikes again.
Oh my god.
Threw some shade at Lauren Conrad for launching her own makeup line. James Charles posted a video on his Twitter where he shaded Lauren Conrad. I guess he got a PR package from her, and they were all of the samples were empty. Okay. And he looks a mess anyway. So Lauren Conrad herself went on the brand's Instagram and posted this statement. For all of those asking about the empty components I sent to James, let me tell you a funny story. The woman who put together the gifts, it was me, decided to fill a makeup bag full of empty samples to make sure everything would fit inside. When the beauty products arrived and it was time for me to fill the makeup bags, she, again me, accidentally included a bag full of empties with the others and was sent out. She will be let go immediately. Okay. Making light of the situation. She said, my bad, B. It wasn't that serious. So, first of all, the girls of my generation, you know, I don't know about the older girls and the younger girls. Lauren Conrad has the most iconic wing eyeliner, like, of anyone that I know, first and foremost. She made wing eyeliner iconic, okay? Because that shit was always precise. So if anybody's going to tell me how to put some eyeliner on, it's going to be Lauren Conrad, number one.
H.
Number two, James, why do you have to tell people what they can release and what they can't?
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Like, why does this keep happening?
Just stop talking about people. Mind your fucking business and worry about your own products, business, whatever you want to do.
Life, because your shit seems real messy.
So yeah. You seem like you have Lauren Conrad's busy making a fucking beauty brand. You seem very busy just talking about other people's starting drama. So maybe put that energy into something fucking more beneficial for yourself.
It's just like, how many times are we going to let him cook? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times?
Right.
Are we going to let this just happen and nobody, like, people are like, oh my God, this is James. Like, I'm tired of it.
Right. Like, shut up, James.
Tired of it. If you're into the beauty world or whatever on YouTube, a makeup artist, her name is Samantha Ravindahl. She's from Canada. She makes tutorials. She doesn't really do them as frequently as she used to anymore, but she made this video when the whole fucking Tati James oh, Jeffree Star thing was happening like a couple months ago. And the Shane Dawson thing. And she made it after Shane Dawson made that apology video after he said that shit on Twitter. And she made a really good point that it was something that I was trying to express, but like I didn't know how to. And she made a really good point. If you look at these past probably 5 years of beauty influencers on YouTube, the top maybe almost 10 are all white men. Okay? They're literally all white men with an industry or consumers who are predominantly women. Okay?
Yeah.
If the people that were on top and take the Jeffrees and the Manny MUAs and the Patrick Stars and the James Charles out and put women, none of these things would be happening because people would cancel them.
Oh yeah,
far long ago. And in Shane's, I can't remember if it was in his video or in his tweet. I can't remember when he said this, but he just was like, she was just trying to say like, if this was women, nobody would, this wouldn't be happening. And these actions that these men are doing is affecting all of the other women in the industry. You know what I'm
saying?
It's affecting all of them.
Right. And it's like, they're not even asking for any of that.
No. I think Shane was like, he was talking about how the whole industry is full of drama and da 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 da, which I always had a problem with because I've been watching Makeup Tutorials since I was like 12. And all the people that I watch back then and still watch are never involved in any of these things.
Exactly. There's a lot of beauty influencers who are not involved in any and never have been.
No. And I find such an issue because what Samantha was trying to say is like, she's like, I live in Canada. I have nothing to do with any of these things, but your words affect me and it makes people question me and my ethics and my character.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, it's not fair.
When you just get to go around here nonchalantly and do whatever the fuck and say shit about people every week and nothing happens to you.
Right, it's not fair at all.
Bullshit.
And it also, James Charles just needs to take a step down off of his pedestal.
Like, I don't even know why y'all let him get this far. Like, if, honest to God, I don't get it. I don't get the appeal of James Charles at
me
all.
Me either. I'm not here for him. I never have been, really, truthfully.
Me neither. I never was a fan, to be honest. To be completely honest with you, I don't think I watch any male makeup artists on YouTube, to be completely honest with you. So, I think all of them are pretty, maybe not Patrick Star, but all of them are pretty fucking problematic, if you ask me. Especially the ones on top.
Truth be told, honey.
Like, all of them are like, what are you guys doing? So, in true James Charles fashion, he posted this on his IG story. I wanted to write an apology to at Lauren Conrad for my stories earlier. You look tired. I've been on the verge of
tears. I'm tired of James Charles.
I've been on the verge of tears all day long from a ton of things going wrong, and opening her Pure package was the icing on the cake of weird things happening to me today. My stories talking about the products were supposed to be funny. Now, if you watch those videos, they were not funny, by the way.
No.
If you go back and like actually watch them, there was nothing funny about what he didn't have
there's ways to be funny and that's not funny.
There was no humorous tone in the way
he was. Not funny at all.
But they just came across as nasty because I was so upset, not with her but with other things that happened to me today. Lauren and I spoke privately about the misunderstanding and are both good.
Okay. So like how many apologies is this in a month?
Probably 85 at this point. Like
like, James, aren't you tired?
Like, just sit down in your mansion and be quiet.
Right. Didn't you just buy a new house? Jeez. Don't you got shit to be happy about?
It's
like, come on now. Wow.
Sorry. Y'all just really, like, people just letting these people just, like, rock. And it's like, if you want them to go away, then stop watching the videos. Stop buying their shit. Like, you are aiding into these people.
Right.
And I'm tired of it, to be honest.
And that's the thing, though, too. It's like, you know, when everybody talks, people, I feel like the same kind of thing. People always say things about the Kardashians and how problematic they can be and blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, it's just like, at times, it's like, they wouldn't be anything if people wouldn't support them.
If y'all would just stop, if you would stop following them on platforms, if you would stop buying their shit, then they would.
Yeah.
If you don't, they would go away.
Yeah. If you don't like the people that are on top, and if you don't like the people that are calling the shots and doing the things, then stop supporting said people.
Stop. Literally, like, I don't follow any of the Kardashians on any social media anymore because I don't fucking like their asses and I want them to go away. I will not ever buy any type of KK Beauty or Kylie Cosmetics. It'll be a cold day in hell before I buy any of their shit.
I've never bought any because what am I going to wear Skims for?
Stupid. Also, they already have Spanx, so why the fuck would I buy Skims?
Right.
First and foremost, they literally already have Spanx. What the fuck? I'm not buying no overpriced shit that probably don't even work.
And also, I'm really starting to not fuck with Kim Kardashian simply because, like, Kanye West is pissing me off.
Yeah, because she's letting Kanye cook. I'm like, tell that nigga to sit down somewhere. Fuck, I'm tired of it. Like,
he's so annoying.
Moral of the story is, if you don't support somebody, just unfollow them, and also don't hate watch them. Don't.
No. Yeah.
Just get them off of your radar.
Right, don't even comment hate. Don't comment hate. Don't do none of that.
Just let them live over there, and eventually they will go away.
Right, exactly. Eventually they'll move to Wyoming.
And shut the hell up.
And be gone.
Anything else that you wanted to speak about this week?
Not entirely. I mean, I know y'all saw... I don't know, very quickly, I don't know how if y'all saw... or followed anything about Danity Kane back in the day.
Oh my god, I can't think you're talking about this.
But very quickly, Aubrey O'Day is in quite the scandal, bitch. I'm sorry. And just Google her and then get back to me, y'all.
That's it.
That's it.
He's so distraught. Story, I cannot.
I am very distraught about this story. Basically, long story short, she is catfishing the world via Instagram.
Like, hard. But, like, not, like regular Aubrey. Like, this is, like...
No, like, not even, like, Photoshop, like, minor Photoshop catfishing. I'm talking, like, completely, like...
Body modification.
Yeah, like, literally, like, to the point where, like, it's not... You wouldn't even recognize her as the same person. And by no means is this a read on her being overweight, because look, bitch, I'm in there.
We're not doing none of that.
No, I am not body shaming her. I'm simply shaming the scandal and the fact that she's... I want answers, yes. Like, what is going on here? What's really going... In the words of Alyssa Edwards, what is really going on here on this day?
This is a mystery to all of us.
But that's it. Google it. You're gonna be in for a treat.
So I wanted to end off this episode. I want to talk about a subject that's near and dear to my heart as of maybe a year and a half ago. About K-pop. Ben, how you feel about K-pop?
I haven't listened to a lot of it quite yet. However, everything that I have heard, for the most part, I've actually enjoyed. So I'm starting to slowly get into it more and more.
So, if y'all weren't aware, in the past week, Blackpink, K-pop girl group, came out with a new song with Selena Gomez, not my favorite person, also not my favorite song, called Ice Cream. Okay. Or whatever. General consensus with, like, the whole fan base is, like, it's really not their favorite Blackpink song at all, because it doesn't sound like a Blackpink song at all.
No.
Because all of their...
I know that much, at least.
Yes, all of their songs are written by the same producer. His name is Teddy, and he works for the label YG, and he writes all of their songs. He's written every single one of them. I don't think that this one was written by him. He might have had, like, an aide in writing in it, but I think he wrote, like... I think he wrote some of Lisa's rap, I think, because I saw he was talking about it. But I don't think he wrote majority of the song. I don't think the beat came from him either. But, you know, I really been getting into K-pop because the girls give me what I need. what don't give me. Number one, they give me choreography, bitch.
Yeah.
Corey, they be dancing, okay?
Big time.
They be dancing. The plates. Okay? They give me aesthetics. They give me concepts.
Yeah.
This is what I'm missing from what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is why I love Gaga. Yeah. She gives me a concept.
Yeah.
That's why I love her. None of these other girls can touch them. None of them. I'm not really, I'm talking about specifically girl groups because I'm not really into boy groups like that anyway. Like, I never was.
Yeah, me either.
But the girl groups knew what I need. So there was a lot of hate for this comeback because, well, first of all, if you watched the video when it first came out, I think I watched it in the first like 15 minutes and it came out. When you scrolled down to the comment section, it was the same comment over and over and over again. Like this, like I'm talking about over and over and over and over again. And it was like 15,000 comments.
Oh my God.
So I think that what people are speculating is that a couple days before that, BTS came out with Dynamite and it broke the record for most views in 24 hours. Explaining that some of the ARMY, I love BTS, don't come for me, ARMY. I'm just saying what I heard. Please don't come. I don't want people to come. Crazy. That people from the ARMY made all these spam accounts and started in like bots and shit and started spamming the comments because once that happens, YouTube will freeze the views. This shit is like deep. Like K-pop is deep, bitch. Like it's not a game. They will freeze the views of the video. And they did that so Blackpink would not break the record for most views in 24 hours and wouldn't beat BTS, your face.
Wait, how do they, why do they freeze it?
I don't, it's just a thing that YouTube, if it's like, if the comments are like spammed like that, YouTube will freeze the views. I don't know why they do that, but it's just a thing that YouTube does. I think it's so they can regulate it. So it's really weird because YouTube usually is really good at catching spam comments like that. It's usually not a thing. So either like they were just like not paying attention or there were just so many that they couldn't keep up.
I'm sure it was so many that they couldn't keep up.
It's a lot, bitch. Anyway, like,
honestly, K-pop is like controlling 2020, I'm convinced, because literally they bought all them tickets to the Trump rally. Iconic.
Live. They don't play.
Iconic.
Anytime there's something happening, there's its spam cams underneath all the tweets. I live. I live.
I am obsessed with the fact that they bought up all of the tickets to the fucking Trump rally.
There was 20 people there. I live for it.
That was my favorite thing. And honestly, I fully support.
It was fully. Great. But if you haven't got into it, what I'll tell you is that you need to get on the bandwagon now with K-pop because I'm telling you, by the time next year, K-pop is going to be, it's going to be like, the music that we listen to on the radio in America. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. I think, you know how, like, Hispanic music, I feel like, is had its moment right now?
Yeah, it has, like, I feel like Latino music, like, reggaeton and stuff has, like, its pockets in history, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We had the Gasolina moment, we had, like, the Despacito.
Yeah.
Like, we have little moments when reggaeton songs really do well in America. And I think
we
have that same thing.
I think it's going to be K-pop's turn, like you said, soon. I think it already is, I feel like.
But girl, if you want to get on the bandwagon, I would start. I feel like the most palatable for the Western market is Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they don't have that many members. Girls from the West are like, more than five, we can't do it.
Yeah, honestly, it's way too many people.
Like, I can't
do way that. Too many people. If there's more than five in a girl group, boy group, anything, I can't.
I would highly suggest you listen to Do Ice Cream. I really don't like that song. I'm sorry, I just really don't like it. I would suggest How You Like That.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just Kill This Love, a bop. Yeah. I would suggest Do-Do-Do-Do, a bop.
Do-Do-Do-Do.
Also, when you watch, you can't just listen to the songs. You have to watch the video with the song. Cannot say this enough. You cannot just listen to the song, bitch, because it's an experience.
It's a full-fledged experience, honey.
And you got to watch it with the caption so you know what they're talking about, okay? Get into it.
Get into it, honey.
If you are a little bit more adventurous, you know, listen to Twice. There's 9 members in Twice. That's a lot for some people. But they have bops. They have bops as well. The newest comeback called More and More. It's a bop. Fancy, a bop. Feel Special, also a bop. Who else? ITZY. They're a new group. They're only about a year old. Listen to the discography. It's a bop. That's about it. Get on the bandwagon, girls.
Get into it.
Like, come over to the dark side because we're doing it over here. And I approve. I approve. I stand. So.
Her name is Maya, and she approved this message.
Blackpink's album comes out next month, so.
Are you living? Are you breathing? Are you gagging?
They're a four-year-old group, and they never had an album before, so.
So, basically, you're saying, like, this is going to be major.
It is, but also people, oh, my God. Oh, my God. People want to boycott the album because of Ice Cream, because Jisoo didn't get enough lines, and people are very irate about it, and they're like, why Jisoo's mistreating her? And then they want to say, Lisa got too many lines. It's, like, a lot. It's, like, a lot.
Sounds like a lot of drama in the K-pop world.
Oh, it always is. Please. It always is.
I'm looking at the video right now.
Oh, he listened. How you like that? I can hear it. It's cute, babe. It's cute.
It's very pretty.
Look at Rosé. She better sing. Rosé better sing.
Is that one Rosé that's singing right now?
Yes. Rosé. We love her. We stan her. She's from Australia. She speaks English. We love her. You are into it. Look at you.
I am.
Look at the outfits. Pause it real quick. Can you pause it?
She said, wait.
What's up? Then you can watch it afterwards.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
And that's it for this week. Questions, comments, and concerns, everyone. If you had anything to say about these stories or, you know, you want to share your thoughts, you can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. You can follow both of us on social media, Brendan at @onefish2fish, myself at _MayaAshley. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, we would truly greatly appreciate it if you would give us 5 stars and leave us a review. It helps more people find out about this podcast. Brendan, anything else before we wrap up?
That's it. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Oh, thanks, guys. See you soon.
Okay, bye.